following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Everybody, and welcome to turn 118 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast based on the Blizzard game Hearthstone. We are casual players casually chatting about this game. And I am Black Lace. With me in the studio is Autumn's Bane.
Poison Seed Bagel is the least popular bagel at McTiggin's Druidic Bagel Emporium.
You dumbed it up for me. Thank you.
I kind of did.
I guess it would be Poison Seeds.
There you go.
Yay, I got one right again.
I figured I would pick a real easy one.
So, it's a forecasting cost.
Forecasting cost. Poison Seeds, yes, because it's from Naxxramas. I'm trying to do some Nax cards because they're going to be essentially gone soon.
Well,
anyway, for forecasting cost.
If you play in Standard, not if
right.
You play Wild.
That's true. So, Poison Seeds destroys all minions and summons 2/2 treants to replace them. Not the number 2, but 2 power, 2 health treants to replace them. Don't see this used too often. Gonna see it less soon.
Yes. So, basically, if I have a board full of 1/1 minions, I can get a whole board full of 2/2 minions.
Right, or if your opponent has Ragnaros and Alexstrasza.
Well, this
and
is true
Ysera
too, because it works
out
on everybody.
You can make them tutu.
They all wear tutus?
Yeah, they're dancers.
I see.
They're private dancers. They dance for money.
So anyway,
they'll do what you want them to do.
You're showing
like
your age again here.
Like become a tutu.
So
that song is not that well. Okay,
well,
maybe,
yes,
maybe.
Yes. So Mike Donis, who's a senior designer of Team 5, did a little article called Dusting Off Old Cards. And what it was doing was pretty much trying to, I guess, show the point of some of the new cards that come out every expansion, that it's some of the cards are actually created to make people
use old cards
they had. Yeah, exactly. Mysterious Challenger was one example that he used that is a paladin card, and of course it created the secret paladin.
Right. I kind of like
plain
the way
and simple.
He says without saying, he pretty much says, paladin secrets suck, so we needed a reason for people to play them. Here you go.
Pretty much. He said they weren't played a lot. Which reminds me, later we're going to talk about something else that's not being played a lot that kind of makes no sense, but yes, paladins used to not really play their secrets as much, and
because they stink.
Yep, but not when they have 5 of them come out. Well, not 5, but you
okay,
know, 3 or 4 at once.
I have to interject.
Interject.
I finally lost for the very first time.
Oh my god!
To a secret paladin this week.
Were you playing a deck you normally
actually
play, or were you testing a deck?
He would have won. I had to run. Something was going on in my room, and I kind of just left the game or conceded or whatever. But he would have won on the next turn. So I'm counting that as I lost. But then today I faced 2 of them in a row and beat them both. I don't know why I keep beating them. Somebody did mention on a forum post that I read this week that deck is kind of, you know, if the right cards come out, like if you get the Mysterious Challenger, it's almost a guaranteed win. But if he doesn't show up, it's almost a guaranteed loss. Now, I can't speak to that firsthand because I'm only seeing them at ranks 15 and worse. So I think we've said this before. The people who make it win a lot are probably the really good players playing at a legendary level. But the people who are at our level probably just aren't playing them right. But there's got to be a lot of RNG in there, too.
But,
I keep beating them, and I finally lost to one.
Yeah, it's the gimmick thing. A lot of times with the gimmick decks, they can't stand up if the cards that they're centered around doesn't come out. So yeah. You're really needing that Mysterious Challenger to come out in order for it to work.
Yeah, and they become a little predictable. Like, there's the secret that creates a 2-1 for you to face
right.
Instead if you attack a minion.
Mm-hmm.
So I beat one today, and I think I still had 30 health when I won with a face hunter, and all I did was just kept going to the face, and there was some annoying minions
there.
And I refused to attack the minion because I knew what secret
he had. That secret would come out, right?
Yep.
Then there's the other one that all the creatures... This is just a wissy one. You know, all the creatures you have out get a +1/+1, and poof, the secret's gone. So that's like, okay. I don't know. I think people play that way too early in the game, I guess, for it to be worth anything, but I don't know. So I could see why they didn't really play those cards much, and the Mysterious Challenger made it so that they put the secrets into their decks. One of the other cards is Reno Jackson, and that his ability right by itself says put whatever
play
you
everything.
Can. Yes, put whatever you can into this deck. Because obviously when he comes out, you know, he won't do what he's supposed to do if you have any duplicates.
Yeah.
So.
Remember when we used to play Magic the Gathering and we would have huge decks because there was so many cards we wanted to play and there was no deck limit like there is in Hearthstone because
mm-hmm.
they were physical cards. You could make 200 card decks if you wanted to. And we did. And, you know, it sort of reminds me of those days. We could put lots and lots because, you know, when you're playing a normal competitive deck, you want to have two of almost everything in there, which further limits how many cards you can use. But when you could just put one of a whole bunch of things in, that really opens
right.
things up to
right.
use cards you haven't used much.
And then there was Sir Finley. Now, I don't understand this one.
Before you get to Sir Finley.
Oops, sorry.
The deck that I've been winning with, the one that took me to 15 before I stopped playing ranked.
Warrior?
Was the Warrior Reno Jackson deck. And sometimes it wins without Reno ever coming out. It's just, you know, the versatility of the deck is such that it's not dependent on this card must come out or that card must come out.
Do you have any duplicates?
Of course not. Reno Jackson decks are not supposed to have duplicates.
I know,
Reno
but
Jackson
some people actually do put duplicates in and hold on to the card, knowing every card they have in their deck, if played properly. They will know when to play Reno Jackson when they've used all the cards that would be duplicate.
Yeah, but what if that's your 30th card? What if that duplicate card is sitting at the bottom of the deck?
Well, then you're screwed.
Oh, wait a second. You still would have... Okay. What
but
if
I
want to
try your Warrior deck.
What if that card and its duplicate are the 29th and 30th card in the deck? Then there's no way Reno Jackson will
work for
you.
Oh, come on. Your RNG is not going to work like that.
Mine would...
Do you have... are there any really weird cards in that deck that I might not have?
I don't remember.
We'll
let
have
me
to
look.
Go over it. I'm going to try...
We talked about it on the show a few weeks ago. And it's not my deck. And I gave a shout out to the guy who designed it. But, no, it's definitely not my deck.
Okay. I might want to try that because I haven't played a Warrior in a while. And I have not been winning very well with my Hunter deck. I decided to take a...
Your hunter?
Challenge. My hunter.
Okay.
No, wait.
You meant shaman.
My shaman. I decided to do a win 3 as a shaman, and I was like, oh, no problem. My poor shaman deck, I haven't tweaked it, and because I've been playing the dusty deck, which is my mage deck, it's been sitting there, I think, a little bit too long, because it took me 12 games to finish that quest. That really sucks. That means I lost 9 times out of 12. Deck needs serious tweak.
Yeah, because you're playing with a bunch of old cards and power creep has made them obsolete.
Yep, absolutely, which is sad.
All right, I'm gonna read down these cards really fast because we did it once before. That way,
okay.
If anybody missed it in the past, they could catch it again too. And I don't know if I had to substitute anything from the original deck, but whatever it is I'm using seems to work real well. And the cool thing is, I get to have a lot of cool high casting cost legends in here because it's a control deck, so it's designed to go long.
Well, keep that deck out after you read it, because I'm going to want to try to build it later.
All right, so Execute, Shield Slam, Zombie Chow, Fiery War Axe, Revenge Slam, Armor Smith, Cruel Taskmaster. Obviously, there's one of all of these. Iron Beak Owl, Jewel Scarab.
Hey, we have a lot of time. But slow down.
Bash, Shield Block, Acolyte of Pain, Big Game Hunter, Fierce Monkey, Death Spite, Elise Starseeker, Senjin Shield Master, Brawl, Lothib, Sludge Belcher, Justicar Trueheart, Reno Jackson, Shield Maiden, Sylvanas Windrunner, Gore Howl, Baron Geddon, Dr. Boom, Grommash Hullscream, and Ysera. Now you notice there's a bunch of cards in there that have great utility. So you kind of have, I've got taunts, I've got things that do one damage, I've got things that destroy minions, I've got things that give me cards, things that give me armor. There's a lot of stuff in there that's really useful. Things that give me, extra armor. Cards that are truly dusted off, because Gore Howl wasn't getting used by a lot of people.
Here's a nice thing.
That's a 7-1 axe that, if you strike a minion, then it loses durability, because the durability is only one. So that's really good for creature removal. Baron Geddon, Control Warriors are about the only decks I've ever seen use them. So it's good to have in this deck. So you were going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say the nice thing about it is when I'm limited with how many cards I have, the nice thing about a deck like that is I only need one. So, sometimes when I'm trying to build a deck and I don't have what the people are sending to me, I don't have two of them, and I don't have the dust to build, create a second one. With the deck you just rattled off, I don't need to have any duplicates. I might be able to make that deck. After the show, we're going to go through it. I'm going to try it. And if nobody sends me a deck to play with this week, you all know how I feel about the warrior. I don't play
it. You might like it after this one.
Yeah, I don't even have a warrior. I've got a mage, paladin, shaman, priest, hunter, rogue, two warlocks, because I still have Hrobgar's deck, and two mages. So I've got two mages and two warlocks. So I don't even have a poor little druid or warrior. So I think I'm going to try it. See how I do.
Yeah, and the other cool thing is, with the meta changing with the new format, with the standard format, I think, unless I'm wrong, unless I'm missing something, I think that Zombie Chow and Lothib are the only ones that would be yanked out of this. Shield Maiden is from Goblins versus Gnomes.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what decks we can still use.
Sludge Belcher. Okay.
Yep.
So that's like four cards, but still.
I wonder if it'll categorize when it comes out and it gives us the two panels, one for Wild and one for Standard, if it'll like throw all our decks into Wild automatically.
Yeah, probably. Another thing it can do is if they can ask you in advance what kind of deck you want to make, and they could gray out all of the ones that are not fit for Standard.
Right.
You can't pick them, or maybe not even show them in your collection at all. You know how if it's soulbound and you go into crafting mode, it won't show it to you unless you click that button? Well, it might be one of those cards where you have to click the button to make them show up. It's, there's a lot of ways we could do it, and we discussed them last week or the week before.
Yeah. I'm also wondering if they're going to be like book pages. My decks, there's a lot of room on the right-hand side after my first decks to fit a second one if you take the hinges off, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll take the hinges off, but they could put buttons in that column there.
Yeah. All right, so that leaves us to the third card he mentioned, which I'm not sure about. Sir Finley Murgleton. Well, I don't know. I mean, that that's changing your hero power. So you have to worry about making sure that you get that card fast enough to change it to a hero power you want that will work with the cards you want to use. So I don't really see that card. Do you think that is doing that, or do you think people are just putting in their deck for the funsies?
No, you can change the way you're playing. Let's say you're playing a warlock and you're pretty low on health, but it's pretty close game and you don't want to take any more damage, but you want a burst of damage you can give, and it's late in the game, so you got a lot of extra mana. Wouldn't it be nice to change that over to a steady shot that the hunters use?
But
so you could
you
go
might
straight
not
to the
get
face?
That option.
You get three options. Chances are you're going to get an option you can use, or that will
okay.
be more useful than taking two damage to draw a card.
Yeah, but would you actually build a deck around a certain one coming up that you're counting on?
No, well, that would be silly to do, because you only have three choices.
Right. I'm just wondering how this card really makes you dust off old cards.
Really, there are nine classes, correct?
Yeah.
You essentially have four choices. You've got the one you started the game with, and then three others. So, you know, something that does armor, or gives you a weapon, or does a steady shot, or a one-point ping to you, your opponent, or a minion. These are all nice options to be able to choose from if the game is turning in that direction and
right.
you want to make use of it.
But why would it make you dust off old cards? Why wouldn't you just stick it in a deck you always play to give you that option in case the game turns against you?
Because there
See
may
what I
be...
mean?
Yeah, there may be cards that... I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I could think of some class cards, but you wouldn't be able to use those class cards. Like the Steamweedle Sniper lets you use the hero power directly on a minion, but you wouldn't have the ability to do that anyway, because
mm-hmm.
if you're playing another class, you couldn't take an all-hunter card.
Right.
I don't know what he was referring to there.
I don't either.
He doesn't explain
one.
It in the article?
Not really. Let me chat for a while, and I'll see if I can find it.
Chat for a while?
Yes, you talk.
We're not three people here. You want me to just talk to myself?
Just talk to yourself. Let me see. I'm going to look for this. But I just don't see it. There are cards that already do changes, like the one who she allows you to enhance your
just
hero
a card
powers.
Heart.
Yep. Well, she lets you choose from a different one, too, but...
No, you don't choose a different one with her. You just get a better one.
Oh, that's right. She get a better one. So, I guess you can start building a deck around that with Sir Finley?
Here we go. Here's the blue post verbatim.
Okay, verbatim me.
The gentlemanly scholar Sir Finley Murgleton has demonstrated that even by changing something as simple as your hero power... can create an entire new world of deck-building strategies that didn't exist previously. Both warriors and shamans can adjust from having a more defensive or control-based playstyle to a more offensive one with the right hero power, while hunters have more options of a control-based playstyle. Other classes can also benefit from different deck-building options with Finley, encouraging new cards to come out of retirement.
Again,
the thing
though-
is...
There's a luck
I've
factor.
I've never been a fan of designing a deck around a single card, especially mm-hmm. a legendary, because you can only have one of him.
Right. And my concern is, one, he may not come out, and two, if he does come out, he may not give you the option you want. But I don't know, it must work for some people.
Well, even the Reno Jackson deck that we were just talking about, that I just read the cards off of, he doesn't have to come out for this deck to work. It's essentially a control warrior with Reno Jackson and some
right,
other
right, so
strategic
suddenly you
cards.
Can go from 5 health to 30.
Yeah, he only comes out maybe 80% of the games I play. And the other 20, I shouldn't say 80 of the games I play, 80% of the games I win. The other 20% of my wins are won without him. But if you build a deck around Murgleton planning to come out, and The other thing is, how often are you going to use your hero power in the course of a game anyway? So I think that might not have been the best example of cards that changed the meta. But I see
But Reno, yeah, Reno and the Mysterious Challenger are great examples, of it. Yeah. Right. But talking about changing the meta.
And we still don't have a Mysterious Challenger.
You don't?
Nope.
Huh.
I think it's like the only epic I don't have.
I'm still missing a lot of cards, but I do have that one.
Well, I have 3,800 gold waiting to buy 38 packs of whatever the next thing is. I'm not going to buy any more tournament cards. It's just dust, dust, dust.
I have 3,095. I'm working on it. All right.
Well,
so,
remember there's this. When a new expansion comes out, you always get a crap ton of duplicates, which you then dust. So with a new expansion comes a lot more dust. So then you can even craft the things from the previous expansion that you didn't have.
True. True enough. Let's see. Let's talk. Well, we'll just go through a little bit more news, and then we'll get into clobbering time. Blizzard announced, basically, they are going to, and this is through a blue post, they are going to have two expansions and one adventure per year. One expansion at the beginning of the year, an adventure in the middle, and an expansion at the end. What are your thoughts on that? What do you think?
I think that's awesome. I think that's great. I think two adventures and one expansion would not be enough cards to keep people interested.
I think it also allows them to keep up with expansions coming off of Naxxramas. I mean, Naxxramas. I mean, World of Warcraft. I don't think they want to get too far ahead of the raids, because they tend to base their adventures on raids.
Not the last one. The League of Explorers had nothing to do with a raid.
Oh, I guess you're right.
They did use dungeons and raids in there. Like, maybe one of the three rooms would be from each of the dungeons or whatever. Actually, it was so long ago, I forgot the details. But they did reference it. But it wasn't like, this is going to be about Naxxramas. You know what I'm saying?
But
it was completely separate.
Yeah, and in League of Explorers, they did, let me see.
They did a few things. They did some stuff from Uldum.
They did the Rune City.
They did some
stuff
from...
They did Uldum, Temporal Orsus.
Yeah.
So, they kind of did.
And, yeah. They did dungeons, mostly.
Okay, I take it back.
But the point is, they now know that they don't have to tie this strictly to Warcraft's lore. They could take elements of Warcraft and then twist them around and be as creative as they want to. In fact, we're going to see something I think that we haven't seen before.
While
Hearthstone has taken lore figures from World of Warcraft and put them in their card game, I would not be surprised if the Warcraft people will take some of the inventions of Hearthstone, for example, Elise Starcaller, and put them as
and
characters
put her in the
Explorers
Guild in Ironforge. Yeah, I can see that happening.
Starseeker.
She might even be there. Yeah, she might even be there. Who knows?
Yeah, she might show up in Legion.
I still haven't run across the one for Robin Williams.
Can you imagine going to a zone, you're leveling up to 110 in Legion, and you see, like, Elise Starseeker and Reno Jackson standing there at a little camp or something?
Oh, the hell, I want to run into Sir Finlay.
Yeah, we might run into them all together.
Yep. All right, so other things that were announced. The Knife Juggler and the Leper Gnome are being considered for nerfs.
That would suck so bad.
I don't see either of those cards being so bad.
Knife Juggler can be a little heavy-handed.
But you've got the Flame Waker also. I mean, it's like, come on.
I don't see the Knife Juggler is any worse than the Flame Waker.
It's only
pinging for one.
It's only pinging for one.
Yeah.
And the Leper Gnome?
It's not just only pinging for one.
I mean, one point each.
How about you're playing a Zoo deck, and you've got six minions out, okay? And I cast Knife Juggler and Unleash the Hounds.
All right, six little things going into random areas.
Right, and then the hounds themselves get to finish off whatever didn't get pinged to death.
Oh, okay. Well,
this is how I won a deck the other day. A game the other day. But the knife hunt, the knife juggler can be pretty nasty. But
so can others. Many other cards. So, and Leprechaun, yeah, it's a 2/1 creature that if you kill it, it hits you for 2. Whoopee. Really?
Well, so you have the potential on turn 2 to do 4 points of damage.
Yeah, there's so many other combos that allow that.
Yep, you're right. I'm not disputing it, but
yeah.
Leper Gnome could be nerfed. They're not talking about taking them
away. Save the
leper!
They're
talking about nerfing them.
Save the leper!
Would you still play a Leper Gnome if it was a 2 casting cost? I bet you would.
I don't know. It's a 2/1 creature.
It's a 2/1 creature that does 2 additional damage if it gets killed.
Yeah, I guess I would. So if they just if the tweak that they do is to make it 1 casting, 1 mana more, then yeah, you're not getting it out on the first turn, so yeah, okay.
And if your Knife Juggler had only 1 health, would you still play it?
I don't know, because we've got the Druid who can kill it with the hero power. We've got the Mage who can kill it with the hero power. We've got the Rogue who can kill it with the hero power.
Okay, every time I've used Knife Juggler without also using other minions to make use of it the same turn, it does not live to the next turn. I tried it again just this week. I had the coin, first turn, cast Knife Juggler. Didn't live to second turn.
Well, there's the thing. See, now if it's so easy to kill, then why are they nerfing it? It shouldn't be nerfed.
No, I'm saying you could still make it easier to kill. You can either increase the casting cost by 1, you could lower its health by 1. There are things you could do to nerf it. And some people might stop playing it with a little bit of a nerf.
Maybe.
Remember that little gnome that gave you a card? I don't even remember what it was. And I said, I'm not going to play that card anymore. Some people still play it.
All right. Well, I don't see either of those as really being... And they said they weren't going to nerf cards anymore.
No. Don't believe that. That's just crap coming out of their mouths. It's they've nerfed a dozen times since they said they weren't going to nerf cards anymore.
Okay. I just don't see either of those.
Can you say Starving Buzzard?
Okay, fine.
Starving Buzzard, I nicknamed it. I call it the Dodo because it's extinct.
It is now a card for ages.
People play it if they, like, get it through a portal or something.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
They can unnerf some cards, maybe.
That'll never happen.
Yeah, don't say never.
No.
But it's possible.
They won't undo something that they've done.
Anyway, Leper Gnome has always been, like, the best first turn card to play. Everyone plays it. Because on turn 2, you can attack for 2. There's a good chance that they can't kill you on turn 1. Not a 100% chance, but a good chance. And then if they do kill it, it still does 2 damage. Everybody uses that card. I have that card in almost every deck I play. I say almost every deck. It's not in this warrior deck.
So what do they do? Look for the most popular cards and nerf them?
No, not the most popular cards. The ones that they think are a little bit broken. Because the whole point of going to a second format is balance, right?
Right.
But it's not like these cards are legendary either, you know, to play the other side of the fence. It's not like new players can't get these cards pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. And
I'm not going to cry about it. I use both of those cards a lot. You know, Face Hunters have been abusive. Those cards are both staples of Face Hunter decks.
Yeah, I'm just making sure they're both from the original, too. So
yeah,
it's not like they're going to disappear. So that's probably
why. That's right. Because they can phase out anything that's more than 2 years old
right.
by going to the next season. But for the original cards,
they're forever.
They got to either nerf them or ban them, and there's no point in banning a card when you can nerf it.
Right. All right, so playing this week, I noticed something really, really weird when I was getting pummeled to death with my... Hunt my shaman. I played 3 rogues, not back to back, but 3 different rogues throughout my 12 game scheme, and noticed. Well, the first time I played, I didn't really think something of it. The second time I played against a rogue, I said, "Wait a minute, is there a new meta evolving?" And then the third time I played against the rogue, I was, "Holy crap, what the hell's going on?" And what I'm talking about is They are weaponless rogues. And
yeah,
if you go
I haven't seen any, but go ahead.
Yeah. If you go and look up, say, on Hearthpwn and look up the rogues in the top, I think the top either four or maybe even the top five decks, it tells you how many weapons they are. And there are zero weapons in these rogue decks. So what I did notice was they tend to be Nerubian decks. I had them playing Beneath the Grounds against me, where they shuffle three ambushes into your opponent's deck. When drawn, you summon a 4/4 Nerubian. So I've drawn the ambush, which basically gives them a 4/4 Nerubian, and then I get my own card. I've had that happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Unearthed Raptor is one of them. The battle cry is choose a friendly minion and gain a copy of its death rattle effect. So the one that they choose is the Nerubian Egg, so that when either the Nerubian Egg who's sitting there or the Unearthed Raptor come out, they get a 4/4 Nerubian. I had somebody when I was playing... No, you know what? It was a Hunter deck, because it was a Hunter deck that I lost 12 times with, not my Shaman. My poor Shaman got all the blame, because what I was doing was I would put down the trap that explodes if somebody hits you in the face, all their creatures take 2 points of damage. Was it snipe? What is it? You're the hunter expert.
Say that again.
If they hit you in the face, all their minions take 2 points.
Explosive trap.
Explosive trap. Thank you. Okay, so I was playing a hunter. I don't know why I thought I was playing the shaman. I played a lot of games this week. So I put down that secret, and all of a sudden two Nerubians came out, and I'm like, crap. Now I'm stuck, because no matter what he do, as soon as he hits me, those Nerubians become 4/4s. And then there's, of course, decks with a new Barak, which its death rattle is to return the card to your hand and summon a 4/4 Nerubian. And I've seen with these decks, whereas you can't get around the Nerubians, a lot of people using Antique Healbots, gaining 8 health back if they did
that
get
hurt. I've been seeing a lot. Yep. I see Antique Healbots in rogue decks all the time.
Yep.
I remember when that first came out and we were debating whether or not it was good. And I think it was Micmac who said, why would you want to use that card?
I'm like, yeah.
And I said, how about in a rogue deck? Something that can't heal itself.
Exactly.
And that's where I'm seeing it.
And then gang up. I've had, you know, they were stealing my cards. They were calling out Nerubians. They were bouncing all over the place. And never played a single weapon. Gang up is choose a minion and shuffle 3 copies of it into your deck. So some of them were choosing their eggs. Some of them were choosing cards I had. Some of them were choosing the Unearthed Raptors. And then, you know, copying their eggs death rattle. So with those cards, it was unbelievable that they were doing this.
Even though they did not have weapons, they did have weapon affecting cards, because remember, a rogue can make its own weapon. So I believe
correct.
I saw Blade Flurry and Tinker's Oil in some of those.
Blade Flurry only does 5 points of damage to every character.
Blade Flurry explodes your weapon.
Oh, no, Blade Flurry explodes your weapon. Correct. But there weren't, it wasn't as much as your traditional rogue is going to be stabby. These were like casting spells.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a nice change from the same old Miracle Rogue, right?
I suppose. I just thought it was very unique and interesting, and then I was very pleased that I actually recognized a meta change.
I'm actually happy to see rogues being played again. For a while, I wasn't seeing too many rogues. I don't know about you. Everything was Mage, Paladin, Shaman, Druid.
Hey, you're
but
forgetting priests. Priests out the ears.
Oh, I don't see too many priests.
I run into priests and warriors.
I run into them briefly. I hit concede, and so I don't
That's
see
true,
too
so
many
you wouldn't
priests.
Remember them. You wouldn't remember them. So, yeah, I've been seeing... I just think it's very interesting new rogue style out there. And then, it was fun to play against them because I wasn't expecting what they were doing. So even though I was losing, I was having fun because I was like, oh my god, look at what
he's
doing.
Because you weren't losing to the same old Flame Waker deck or the same old Face Hunter deck or The same or,
no,
old
the
Reno
same old
Jackson
priest
deck.
Going 12, 12, 17, 17, 32, 32. Crap.
It's always nice to get your ass kicked by a different bully.
Yes.
No, wait.
No, wait.
No.
Uh-uh. All right, so it's clobbering time. This week's brawl was lead from the front.
Hey, before you get into clobbering time.
Yeah?
I know we only have one person in our chat room right now, but do you see what's going on? Micmac submitted footage of both Hearthstone and Overwatch, and Xander's got them segmented.
Split screen.
So, split screen, so we're watching both.
Very
oh, and
nice.
Micmac even got... Look, he got a little card at the end of his Overwatch game.
Yep. Very good, Micmac.
Good for you,
Micmac. Now get
Micmac
back on the show. We miss Micmac. We miss Ugly Brute. Okay, so where was I? I was clobbering people.
Clobbering time.
Yep. So enough hiding behind your minions. Protect them. In this brawl, your hero has taunt. I didn't really realize that if your hero has taunt, they can go over the faces of your taunt minions.
Yeah, I made that mistake too when I designed my deck. It was one Annoyatron that now like, oh, they don't have to hit the Annoyatron. They can smack me in the face.
Exactly. But I did my ping deck, my little mage deck, and I put out my mirror image. So I had the 2/2 minions with taunt. Totally useless. Totally useless. They couldn't hit anything. They couldn't stop anything from coming at me. I saw that and I was like, I'm a goner. I did actually win the game. I only played the brawl one time.
And
but
you played the full game and you won.
Yes, I did play. But
well,
I was very surprised. I was very surprised to see, you know, they just jumped over my taunt creatures. And I thought I was dead. I really did. I thought there was no way I could win that. But I did. How did you do?
How did I do? I made...
You seem astonished.
Well, I figured if the opponent has taunt itself, then I'm going to want to go for the opponent, right? So if I'm going to go for his face, what better than to play a face hunter? And I modified it so I had a little bit more utility. And I played a bunch of cards, and my opponent had maybe a Murloc deck or something with a lot of weenies out. And so I played Explosive Trap. He lost 6 minions in one turn. I cast another minion. He conceded. So I won on turn 5 or 6.
So that was quick for you too.
Yeah, this seems to be how I win brawls. Somebody concedes to me. But last week or the week before, the one you really hated, it took me 3 times to do.
Last week,
it's not always
was
the first
the Dex
time,
Assemble.
But I do have a high rate of winning the brawls on the first turn. I'm attributing that to luck, not skill, but...
Right. Well, last week it was they provided you with a deck. This week we had to build it.
Yeah, and I hate building my own deck, but it just wasn't compelling enough for me to try a second game. I got my pack, I got my 40 dust, and...
Wasn't there
if we ever
like
had
that?
Another we ever had
dead.
Another podcast, I'd name
dust.
It 40 Dust. No, that's Spinal Crush.
Okay. Well, I thought it sounded like... Oh, that's Orange Crush. I gotcha. All right. Yeah, I just played it the one time, and I really wasn't too... I just opened my pack. I just didn't get anything but dust. I'm still not sure I have all the basic cards.
Yeah, I heard before I even got to play, you know, I forget when Brawl comes out. I usually just, it's gone from my mind because I mostly play at lunch. And on the day that it comes out, it's not out by my lunch break. So I'm doing something at my computer and I hear the kid in the next room going, I hate this new Brawl. So I'm like, let me take a look. I'm like, oh, first let's make a deck and now let's play. And even though I'm not enthused by it, I like getting a free deck each week, even if it's just dust. But more importantly, I like it for the casual players who are even more casual than us, that this is a way they could do their quests and just, you know, get something different. So even though I do not like all the brawls, I do like some of them, I still like the fact that they're making them. And I like the fact that they're still making new ones. That they're not just recycling the same old ones.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
That they're giving us new ones. I do enjoy it. I want them to keep doing it. Because if they make 10 in a row that I hate, there's going to be that number 11, which I really have fun with. So it's fine.
I still like the silly Portal ones, where you get all the same cards.
Yeah, or the web crawler, web spinner ones were kind of fun.
Yep. And I actually think I did finally complete all the basic sets, all the classic sets.
Huh?
So I'm looking at my cards to see what, if I've, you know, completed collections. And I think I might have finally completed all my basics. Because I
really
actually
don't
got...
think so.
No?
Basics. You have every legendary? Oh, basic is not
basic.
Classic.
Of
course you have all the basic cards.
No, classic too. I don't know. I'll have to check. It's not impossible.
No, it's not impossible.
But I just might be doing it wrong. I might be looking at it wrong. So I'll tell you, out of the cards that are going to be going bye-bye, what is the one that you think you'll miss the most?
Of the cards that are going bye-bye?
Yeah, well, you know, the ones that won't be allowed in standard.
Well, I'm kind of glad Dr. Boom is going away, because the only reason I really played him is because everyone else was, and you pretty much had to play him to compete. Believe it or not, I'm going to miss the Annoyatron. I haven't actually looked through them to see which ones, you know, I would, you know, a lot of people really think Lothab is one of the greatest cards ever. I don't think it's all that great. I know in certain types of decks, it's kind of mandatory to have it in there, but it's one of those RNG things. You put it out and hope that your opponent has a handful of spells they're not going to cast. But if you're playing against a minion deck, then it's not going to help you that much.
Yeah, I know which one I'm going to miss. I'm going to miss Unstable Portal.
Oh, one of the ones going away?
Is it Goblins versus Gnomes, one of the ones going away?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Unstable Portal is a Goblin versus Gnome card. It's just a fun card, but it's going bye-bye. But I like Dr. Boom, and I'm going to miss that one.
Malorn is going to go away, and I never even got one.
Yeah, I will not miss Explosive Sheep.
All right, I'm looking at the Hunter-only cards from that expansion. I finally made Gazarilla, and it's going away.
Oh no.
He's come out maybe twice. But the other cards from that expansion, I could do without them. Steamweedle Sniper, haven't used that in a year. Feign Death, same thing. Call Pet, I've never used. Cobra Shot, I've never thought was really that
great. You've
never
used Call Pet? No. Really?
Really? Never bothered.
I use that. Maybe that's why I lost so often with that Hunter deck.
Because
every time I used Call Pet, it wasn't a beast that came out.
When I had a Mech Hunter deck, then I used Metal Tooth Leaper. But I haven't had a Mech Hunter deck in a long time. The only Hunter card I seem to use consistently from that expansion is Glaive Zooka. It's not really a great card, but it seems to work pretty well in the Face Hunter one. But Flame Cannon, Unstable Portal, there's a few things for the mage.
My Vitality Totem. I'm going to miss that very, very much.
I am not going to miss Vitality Totem. I had an opponent with two of them out today, and I had to make that my priority, but he had taunts out. It was like, no!
Yep, 0-3, 2 casting cost. At the end of your turn, restore 4 health to your hero.
Well, awesome. Here's another card that if you're a rogue player, you're going to cry over. Tinker's Sharp Sword Oil. Gone.
Yeah.
So there's basically like one card from each class. I don't know. The Shaman's going to lose Vitality Totem. The Whirling Zap-O-Matic, I see that a lot. And
Implosion's
going to
be gone. So Implosion right there, that's going to hurt the Knife Juggler. When that card goes away.
Dark Bomb, Mistress of Pain, Demon Heart. These are some well-used cards.
Yep.
And I guess I won't bother to craft Mal'Ganis now.
Well, again, you can still play it in Wild. But, you know, I had, like, I had a flying machine in that Hunter deck, which is a 3 cast and cost 1/4 with Wind Fury.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea why it was in that deck. It's, I don't know if there are people out there who like this card. I think it's crap.
Say it again. Because
it's which 3 one? Casting cost, flying machine. 1/4 I don't think with Wind Fury.
This is a shaman card or a neutral card?
No, it's a neutral card. Neutral. Flying machine. 1/4 with Wind Fury. And it was always dead before I could do it. And really, if 2 points of damage, whoopee. Who
what's the casting cost?
3. You can't tell me you don't have it. It's a common card. It's neutral. Goblins versus gnomes. Flying machine. 3 casting cost.
I don't see it.
Okay. Won't miss the Ogre Brutes.
How could I not see it?
I don't know. I'll have to look later. But Kazan Mystic, take control of a random enemy
secret. Oh, there it is. Yeah, see? Flying Machine. That's a crap card.
Yep, it is. I have no idea why it's in that deck. Kazan Mystic, Battlecry, take control of a random enemy secret. That I'm going to miss too.
Yeah, I'm going to miss, Shield Maiden and Bouncing Blade. I'm going to miss those two.
And won't miss the Antique Healbot, which is restore 8 health to your hero. Because I liked it when it was on my side. I hated it when I was when I was against there.
That is true. Bomber will be gone.
I never played that one.
Yep.
Never played that one.
Trogzor the Earthinator.
Yep. Trogzor. Those are fun cards. So yeah, there are a lot. I'm going to miss Goblin versus Gnomes. Now Black Rock Mountain, was that also one that took the kick?
Black Rock Mountain we keep.
Okay.
Grand Tournament we keep. League of Legends, League of Explorers we keep.
I gotcha. So yeah, I mean there are going to be some sadness when the cards go bye bye, but you don't have to cry too hard because again you can play them in Wild. It's not like they're actually making it so you can't play the cards.
Right, and that's always a good thing.
Anything else you want to add to this week's show?
No.
A wise one.
No. Who are you talking to? Burly Rockjaw Trog will also go.
I know. Trogs are going bye-bye. All right.
And Enhanced Mechano.
All right. Well, next week you will hear me talk about the Warrior deck that I'm going to play this week, unless somebody sends me a deck to play with.
Dustin White sent us a deck.
I played it already.
Oh.
Silly.
Still in the inbox, woman.
Yeah, well, I think there was a reason for that, but I'll have to check later. So you can find us at awohearthstone.com. You can find us at... What?
awohearthstone.com?
Yes.
We have our own website?
Oh my god, I've only been saying this forever.
No, I'm kidding. I just thought you missaid our email address for a moment.
That's a good cover, but nobody believes you. Anyway.
No, I knew. I knew. I was just kidding. You get back behind the curtain. Sound effects by Xander.
You can find us on holosuitemedia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can listen to us on Monday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, twitch.tv/holosuitemedia. You can send us an email at awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes. If that doesn't work for you, you can download our feed at Stitcher Satellite Radio. You can follow us on Facebook at awohearthstone. Follow us on Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Holosuite Media and that noisy person behind the curtain, Xander.
Let me pause. Have you pause right there.
Pausing.
Since you're thanking Xander.
Xander.
So, There's a new MMO that just ended called Black Desert. The beta just ended. And it's going to be released in a week or two. And if any of you are fans of that game or want to play that game, there's a very good chance Holosuite Media will be adding that to the collection of podcasts that we do. So it's not definite, but I figure we give a little shout out to Xander's new project. Since that's a new game he's fallen in love
with. New and exciting.
So another game I didn't get into the beta of.
Oh my gosh. Let me get the washcloth. Dry all those tears.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
stop.
Honey.
So you can continue with your normal closing comments.
Theme music provided by Awesome City Limits. Thank you, Micmac, for the feed of the game, for both the Hearthstone feed and your playing of Overwatch. And thanks to my co-host, Autumn's Bane, because he's my co-host. And that's it.
Okay.
Happy Hearthing, everybody.
Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
Broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.